who did Red Skull create those children
with? So many ways to ask that question, family friendly.
That's the sequel.
He's probably going to send his wife to fight Captain America in the sequel.
Like, Bertha, you got this. Got the plastic surgery and the luxurious hair, like the luscious hair, or is it before when he's all glass-eyed and Pet Cemetery looking?
That's a good question. Adopted. That's an important point.
Maybe they were adopted.
No, they look just like him.
They have his eyes, huh?
When I was a kid, there were only a few superhero films that I had access to. The Christopher Reeve Superman films, the Tim Burton Batman films, and this movie. So the very idea, the simple fact that we had a film with Captain America in it was a big deal to me. I never owned this, and I never had a copy of this recorded on VHS. Like Borat says, VCR, this is a VCR recorded. But I never had a copy of this, but I would always go to the public library in my hometown and check this movie out. I checked it out probably over 15 times. This film, in a way, not as much as Superman 4 and some of the Burton Batman films, but in a way, it holds a small, special place in my heart. With that being said, even then, I knew that this was not a good movie. I was just, like I said, excited to see one of my favorite superheroes on the screen. And you can ask Jason and probably Jeremy too. I was always a fan of Captain America, even before Captain America became famous. Back in the MySpace days, I might or might not have started a trend with putting CA before your name if you were a big Captain America fan. We had profile pictures featuring Captain America. I really went into this because it's been years, maybe decades, since I've seen this movie. I really went into this movie expecting the worst. My expectations were very, very low because I had it ranked at about a 0.5. But I will say that it was a little bit better than what I thought. What did you guys think?
Well,
we're just waiting on you. We know you got thoughts.
Well, you know, I tend to like bad movies. Like, that's kind of my gimmick. This one was, it was almost not enjoyable. I recently watched Madam Web a second time with my wife, and that is fun to make fun of. This movie is not fun to make fun of.
Mr. President, thanks.
Mr. President, thanks.
So I'd never seen it before, Jonathan. So come sit down. Let's watch this together. And so we put it on, and we made it to like an hour in, and we hit pause to go to the bathroom, whatever. And she said, I need to know how it happened, like how it ends, what happens to it. I said, are you really enjoying this? And she said, no, but it's kind of like an alternate take on the Captain America that I know. I mean, my wife and I were both extras in Captain America the Winter Soldier, so we're kind of a big deal.
Oh!
So, yeah, my guy over here. So we needed to know what happened, but then when it happened, we were like, we really didn't need to know what happened. That was pretty bad. I think what it was is I was expecting it to be 90s bad, but it seemed like it was made in the 70s. It seemed like they made it in the 70s and they released it in 93. So that's what was kind of, huh, that was strange.
While you're on that thought, the same producer from Masters of the Universe and Superman 4 brought us this film. And they emerged from Canon Films. They retitled to 21st Century something films. And let's just say it definitely didn't look like it was from the 21st century. It really had that low budget feel for a 80s film. So, yeah.
It was terrible, to be honest, just straight out. But if Captain America did anything well, it was just the absolute look of bemusement. The actor had this wonderful bemused face, and I don't know if that was intentional or not. I don't know if he was just in the role or what, but it came across well. I don't know, man. It wasn't great. Like you said, it felt more like a cheesy 70s movie than it did like a 90s movie. It felt so much more dated, but that also could be that it came out around the time that all of us were born or about to be born. Actually, I don't know. I'm young. Wait, never mind. I'm just old. I'm just young.
Five.
You were five?
Wait.
God, man.
This it's movie, 19. I often get the release date confused. That's another fun fact. The movie released in Great Britain in 1990, but in theaters. But then later went straight to video in 1992 in the United States, which is
four.
I probably wasn't born, depending on what what month it came out. So for me, like looking back at it, like if I had to believe that movies from that time period were shot like that, it makes me feel ancient. Because it really does. Like you think about it 34 years ago, 32 years ago, you know,
it's like
crazy, man. At the time, I don't know. I was not a fan. I did enjoy just how bad it was and looking forward to what all Jason's going to have to say. but it is what it is.
Another interesting choice that was made here. There were several, you know, there was a different name for the scientist that created the super soldier. It was Vasselli instead of Dr. Erskine's. One of those little minor things that you see with these 80s projects. The same reason that they wanted to name Bruce Banner David Banner in the original show because they thought that Bruce sounded gay.
Gosh, did they think the doctor's name sounded gay?
Maybe.
They were going woke. They were woke in the 90s before woke was cool. We need a woman that's not white to be the doctor.
Red Skull was Italian. Mamma mia.
That Red Skull design was not awful at the beginning.
I think it was actually like, it looked bogus, but it was actually scary. Like, truthfully, if you look at it, it's like, okay, that's actually like, if you came across that, it would be really rough to not be like, oh my God, what is happening? I'm dead, man. This is it. I'm done. That was scary. And even, you know, the transition into what he looked like after.
That full head of hair got me, dude.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's using the same thing that I am.
The Nazis developed it. That's what it is, right?
Soldier, you get to keep that beautiful hairline.
I did have two thoughts, though. Because you know me, I always try to make things better.
Yeah.
The first thought I had was it would be brilliant if in like one of the first three Captain Americas, in canon, this movie got released. At least the beginning of it. Because it kind of seems like a reenactment of the first movie, but different. So that would be interesting.
I'm down with that. I like that a lot.
Say that again, because I'm not sure I understood exactly.
So basically, the movie has already happened in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
If they could somehow make acknowledgement to it in the new current movies, like it's a made-for-TV movie about Captain America, like an inside joke, I think that would be fun.
Maybe a small Easter egg, but nothing.
Yeah, an Easter egg. I'm not talking like a whole feature. Yeah. And two, I would love to see this Captain America cross paths with Dolph Lundgren's Punisher. I need that crossover in my life.
I think it would be over very quickly because this Captain America is not up to par.
I don't know, man. When he beat up those guys with his tucked in shirt, yeah. I said, that belt is magnificent.
Honestly, on an honest note, I think X-Men 2000 took a little bit of inspiration from the origin story from the Red Skull in this film. Maybe just a little smidge. When you think about Magneto's origin in X-Men 2000, very similar here. I mean, this did come out 10 years before X-Men. So I think that there were several moments in the film that kind of had me going, huh, even maybe the 2010 Captain America might have even took some inspiration from that diner scene. Just a little bit, you know, when they go in the diner and it's a super secret place and they have to pull a lever to access the super secret lair. You remember the grandma that got shot in Captain America 2010?
That did happen. Dude, what do you think about the thought that, like, the idea that they just shot Captain America? Let me give a little bit behind the scenes here. I got text messaged at 12:30 to watch this movie. And I was like, the first like 20 minutes, Captain America got shot. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Did that surprise you more than the first 20 minutes? Steve is lighting up a cigarette in the back seat.
Yeah.
And he's from California.
I dig it. I like the cig.
This cat, this is my guy.
He was stressed, Jared. He was going in for a big procedure.
He was.
Honestly, I think given their probably extremely low budget, they did I'm not going to say a really good job, but they did the best they possibly could with the budget that they had. I won't say that the writing is terrible. The acting and the special effects are.
Can we talk about the fact that this Captain America has a move? Like, his move is to be like, I think I'm going to get sick. And then he just Grand Theft Auto's your car.
He definitely did that. That was interesting.
And I'm not sure it had a low budget. They got Ned Beatty in this movie, dude. Ned Beatty's like off of Deliverance at this point.
It definitely had a low budget, and I will put that up in post. Yeah, they did have a few larger name actors. They had Ned Beatty from Deliverance. They also had a few actors from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Which ties into Iron Man.
Yeah, there you go. So it's canon now. It's connected to the MCU. Hey, the best thing that we could possibly get, Secret Wars. This Captain America comes in and joins them on the line.
His ear is just out there. As long as it's not cold, dude, his ears would get real cold.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up his ears. Did you guys notice that the ears are actual rubber ears on the costume? Yeah. They're not his real human ears. They're rubber ears that were put on the costume to made to look like human ears.
Because you guys are much younger, you kids. They used to refer to this movie as the Rubber Ears Captain America movie. There's a difference between that one and the Chris Evans movie. So this was Rubber Ears Captain America when I was growing up.
I think I've heard that before, Jared, and I always thought they were referring to his rubber wings that are very large, but he actually had rubber ears.
So he is interested in this girl named Bernie. That's strange. They could have called her Sharon, not Sharon. They could have Peggy. Called her Peggy. Why didn't they just call her Peggy? But then they named the daughter Sharon. Well, that's strange. So I need to watch the credits to see. Because remember, she got married, so she had a different last name. And I thought, oh, maybe it's Carter. And I looked, no last name for Sharon, but Sharon is and Bernie are the same actress.
Yes.
My mind was blown. I just, what? I couldn't believe it. I thought that old Bernie was young Bernie in makeup. And it was. But she was also playing her daughter. And so you never saw them in the same scene, like, looking at each other. It was crazy. I mean, so maybe the budget was low. That's what we had to do.
It was definitely low. I thought Matt Salinger looked decent in the costume. Now, we talked about the costume itself. It didn't look decent, but at least you could say it was comic accurate. In today's day and age where they try to change a lot of things from the source material, I'm sure that purists like Jared were very happy with this.
I mean, the cover of the VHS looks perfect.
Yeah.
That's Captain America. Just don't move. Don't say anything. You're good to go.
Yep. But a lot of other things were not faithful to the source material. Like we talked about the Italian Red Skull and everything else.
Why is he Italian? Like, there's got to be history about that, right?
Maybe they thought he would be a little more sympathetic if he was Italian instead of German. Because it certainly seemed like they were going the sympathetic villain route here as opposed to the I just want to see the world burn villain.
Yeah, he did hear that tape recording and reacted.
Oh, man, when he's going off the cliff and bouncing and hitting and as he goes down.
Looks so fake.
That's fantastic, though. I want my villains, like, I would like to see my villains get bounced off of a bunch of things before they hit their ultimate final destination. Like, that was kind of cool. Also, I think this movie kind of borrowed, and this is going to sound crazy, hear me out. It borrowed a little bit from Tim Burton's 1989 Batman and the fact that the villain seems to be more like his origin story is longer than our heroes. And I would bet he gets more screen time.
That's some stats going to have to be pulled up in post, huh? We have to see that.
Cap stats?
Well, imagine being the director of Captain America and you're working on this film. and Burton's Batman just hits theaters. You know, oh my gosh, I gotta follow this. No, release it in the UK and then straight to video in the US. Like, how do you follow that?
And what kind of sense does that make to release this movie in the UK in theaters, but then wait 2 years to put it out in the United States? I mean, it is Captain America after all.
I thought this was a made-for-TV movie. I'm not going to lie to you.
It really feels like it. It's not in that awful territory. It's better than Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., starring David Hasselhoff. That film was a made-for-TV movie, and it's just literally, like, the best way I can describe it is it's just unwatchable. There is nothing fun about that movie whatsoever. Nothing
pretty good. Bad.
And Madame Web is just barely above that. So this at least has a few moments and a few scenes where you're having some fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had fun the second time in Madame Web.
I will never go back and watch that movie as long as I live. Even my wife, we always, even if I go to the theaters by myself, which I often do, especially when I'm traveling like I am now.
Yeah.
We always go back and watch the film, even if it's a Morbius or even if it's a whatever. But Madame Web, I told my wife, I was like, I'm never watching this movie again. If you want to watch it, feel free, but I strongly recommend not to.
I couldn't finish it. I tried watching it this week, and it was just ridiculous. I was like, man, I can't even tell what's happening half the time. It's like a Michael Bay film, man. Transformers, where you can't see anything. Things are happening. It's cool and all, but you don't know what's really happening or why. You're just along for the ride.
My wife saw it on Netflix, scrolling through, and she said, I watched this preview. Do you know anything about this Madame Web? Well, I mean, it's Friday night. I'm going to let you pick the movie. We found something else, thankfully, but up to you, babe.
You should have warned her, Jared.
Well, I haven't seen it myself.
Trust me. You know how optimistic I am about every comic book movie.
Yeah.
I hated this movie.
On the second watch, it watches a little bit like The Room.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Room is way better.
Yeah, Room is awesome. The Room is fun to watch.
You got to lay off the cigarettes like Captain America. You're coughing over there.
Hey, there's nothing more American than lighting up a smoke with no windows down.
Right.
He hot-boxed that officer.
That's freedom. And freedom's not free. There is a hefty fee, Jason.
We learned that when he was controlling that rocket.
Oh my God, that's right.
He just kicked it. That's all you need to do to change.
Well, now he rode it. You know, he lassoed it almost like a horse. And then he created the next president of the United States, John.
And he's from Springfield, Ohio, which is where we go to church. Like, wow.
I was going to say, so that's that
close to you.
My
town. Could have been you, dude.
Yeah, you could have been the next president, Jared.
Well, can we also talk about poor Bernie's husband? Like, the poor guy. He's just like, what's going on here? Like, he just came in, he's hugging my wife, and now he's going to stay over, and he gets us all killed. Like, wow. Wow, and
well, Bernie. He didn't die. He got to watch Wheel of Fortune. That was pretty sweet.
Well, but Bernie also, she's like, I'm going to buy this house in hopes that you come back, but I'm going to marry this other guy and have and Sharon with him.
Like, well, you got to have kids. Burn, like,
not yeah, cool.
Your husband definitely got the crap end of the stick.
Yeah.
So much shorter than the stick. The Red Skull's daughter, way shorter than the stick.
Big time. Why are you sending your two daughters who get their butt kicked by Bernie's daughter at the end of the film after the super soldier?
Yeah.
What kind of sense does that make?
I'm softening on this movie. I think I might love it.
I knew it. Like I said, I went into this with very low expectations because me and Jared and, you know, some of the other folks on Comic Book Cinema have covered some really, really bad movies. But this was a little bit of a breath of fresh air, especially compared to Madame Web.
You made me watch Nick Fury for one of those shows, and I never would have done that to myself.
Nick Fury, and as bad as Madame Web is, Nick Fury is worse. Just throwing that out there.
It's been a minute since I've seen it. I'm not going to lie to you.
I know I've never seen it.
Yeah, don't watch it. you turn it on, you'll know right away that you hate it. And turn it
I finished it, but I can't tell you anything about it.
I thought the exposition was really funny sometimes. Like the Italian scientist who recently escaped Germany. You know, they throw all that stuff out in the exposition, like as they're talking about everything.
Well, it was also for the environment. This whole thing was to save the environment at the end.
Did you see that? What was that about?
Very woke narrative there, Jared.
There was a lot in here. Like, white guys are bad. You need to be an ethnicity and a woman to be smart. She knew what was happening at that castle. All right. She knew what was going on. She walks and she stands and she looks at it and is like, oh no, now I have conviction. I'm going to run and jump out the window and climb down the rocks. And what?
Well, no. Because it was with a child.
But that was too far.
If it would have been a grown man, she'd have been okay with it. But you can't do that to a child.
She just didn't strike me as a rock climber, though. In her lab coat.
When you see horrific things, sometimes you do stuff, man.
True. So she, and then they got the environment. They got that through in there. It was a very 2024 movie in 1990.
It was. That president was like, hey, we got to stop all these plastics. I'm not down with the plastics. A lot of people are going to lose jobs, but you know what? No more plastic.
No more plastic. We can't do it, dude.
We don't like those pesticides either.
Maybe it said it in the movie and I just missed it. Who did Red Skull create those children
with? So many ways to ask that question, family friendly.
That's the sequel.
He's probably going to send his wife to fight Captain America in the sequel.
Got the plastic surgery and the luxurious hair, like the luscious hair, or is it before when he's all glass-eyed and Pet Sematary looking?
That's a good question. Adopted. That's an important point.
Maybe they were adopted.
No, they look just like him.
They have his eyes, huh?
Yeah, I had Springfield, Ohio written down. I thought that was neat how that got a name drop. For Jared, that was cool. That's crazy.
You could have been president, man.
Oh, coulda, shoulda. I'm not, though. Now I just got a man bun living in Beaver Creek.
Yeah.
What has life become?
I'd vote for you, man. Already, I'd vote for you.
It was also funny that he stopped and looked at the carving that him and Bernie made on the beach before he actually went to Bernie's house. He stopped and took a good few minutes there, like, looking at that carving. In some moments of this film, it really felt like Team America to me.
But that beach should have been filled with like crackheads and stuff. This is California, 1990. Well, those
punkers were there, Jared.
They were.
For a cigarette, and he probably had one.
Yeah, he's like, I was going to bum a cigarette off you. I'm Captain America.
Dude, you got to stay away from those punkers.
I don't trust punk rockers, Jared.
Can't.
The Man Out of Time was handled, I thought, pretty decently in this film as well. They had, speaking of on the beach, you know, everything was kind of a shock, but it was also went through pretty quick in the film too. But really, in the modern day Cap stuff, we really didn't get that much Man Out of Time stuff in Winter Soldier. They were so focused on fleshing that story out. I thought that it would have been fun to explore a little bit more of that in the current MCU.
Yeah, we've been in the, when he went to the diner, we had him as a man go into the woman's bathroom too. And that's allowed today. So, like, this movie is just so progressive. And I didn't even realize.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
What did you think of that rat?
The scariest thing I've ever seen in my life, Jason.
Dead Alive, the monkey. Was it a rat monkey?
Yeah, Zingaya.
I ask for the Lord.
Zingaya! There were moments of really bad, laughable acting. Like, for instance, the military officer on the news when they said the president had been captured and he looked so guilty. He was just like, oh, I don't know anything about that.
He said, we'll get him.
That was hilarious. Also, how did the president know her name was Sharon? Did you guys notice that?
NSA, brother.
No, I'm serious. Like, they were both in the prison, and he looked down, you know, like below, and he's like, Sharon, you're going to be all right.
Well, I would bet there might be an explanation for this. So the kid saw Ned Betty's friend, saw Captain America riding that rocket like a horse. And he said, I'm going to find out everything about this man.
Mm.
And then he found Betty, and he was like, let me just keep tabs just in case that Rocket Man ever shows back. So we knew Sharon. And yeah, that's not creepy at all.
Let's be honest. That haircut, that's a Sharon. He knew. He's like, oh, your name's Sharon or Linda, isn't it? I'm going to go with Sharon.
But if it's not Karen, it's got to be Sharon.
When you talk about acting, woo, Sharon. She was overdoing everything.
Yeah.
I also love the fact that he just told everyone that I'm going to go be Captain America. There was like no secrecy at all. He's just like, yeah, I'm going to be Captain America. They had that party. They had to take a picture together.
Jason just watched it 30 minutes ago. He knows every detail.
It's from his brain.
It is very fresh, Joe. At the beginning of the movie, he had a party. After the 20 minutes of finding out what happened with the Red Skull, he limped in,
yes.
And they're like, look how scrawny this guy is. And they're like, take a picture with us. And he's like, I got to go see Betty first.
Yeah, that's right. His polio at the beginning of the movie, that was so bad. And really, his appearance didn't change at all. But once again, their resources were very limited. So, guys, with all that being said, if you had to rate this film on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being awful, unwatchable, just like Madam Web, I never want to see it again, and 10 being perfect, where would you rank it? I'll start. Like I said, initially, I had this film ranked at a 0.5, and that was only based off of my limited memories of it, watching it, 15 years ago. But after watching it today, I have the film ranked at a 1. It bumped from a 0.5 to a 1. I have it put right above Catwoman from 2004 because it's a little bit better than that, but also a little not quite as good as Elektra, which is also a 1. But I think that Elektra was just a little bit better than this.
There would have been more ninjas, it had probably bumped it up.
Yeah, and there was also a ninja in that Elektra film that came into her house, and once he was captured, he broke his own neck to escape. Without any leverage or anything, like using his hands, he just said, just did this. And
it's real hard to do, John.
It takes a lot of training.
It probably sits at a 1, probably, for me too. I mean, it's I would never watch it again unless I was watching it ironically.
So I had really low expectations for it. I was expecting Hasselhoff's Nick Fury. So then to watch it and not experience that, I feel a lot better about it. And because I think like 70% of it tried to stay true to the comic book storyline, I'm going to give it a 3.
Wow.
I probably wouldn't rewatch it, but I would. I mean, I would rewatch it with my nephews and we could laugh at it and point our fingers, but I wouldn't rewatch it like seriously again.
High praise coming from Jared. What do you think, Jason?
I'm going to say a 0.9.
0.9.
I would put it on the same category as Howard the Duck. So I'd probably rewatch it because I've rewatched Howard the Duck many times.
I think that Howard the Duck's a lot better, though, because of the Dark Overlord that was in that film. His performance was just so over the top.
Have you done an episode on Howard the Duck?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, I have to go back and look in the back catalog.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me. If you haven't already, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. It really helps us with the algorithm. Check out Jared's channel. He's got a lot of cool content on YouTube. And also check out Jason Explains It All in podcast format, as well as Your Imaginary Podcast. Check us out on the other socials. And until next time, have a good one.
Let's light up a smoke.